Hi, this is John DeLancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to GeekCast Radio. This is episode 297. I am, of course, TF Joe and Mike. Joining me is, for the second week in a row, or sort of second episode in a row, Steve Megatron. Hello.
Yo.
How are you, sir?
I am here.
You are here, yes. Everything going okay in the Phillips household? No kids got dropped on their heads or anything like that?
Oh, you mean face planting on a laminate floor?
I remember those days.
Yeah, he was swinging on the countertops.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. The good old days, folks. We are here, as you can tell by the title, whatever the hell I'm going to title this, I don't know. I actually have, at least as of the recording, and I know this is too long and you'll cringe at this, but what's in a name? That podcast we title must not be the same. So I got a little Shakespearean in my blood when I was trying to figure out a catchy title, and obviously, you know, what's in a name? A rose by any other name should smell as sweet, from William Shakespeare. And recently, we've come across, I don't want to call them name stealers, but people who aren't searching podcast names.
Let's just call them lazy people with an idea that they like. It's because when I am looking for a podcast name, I do the research. The only time that we've ever screwed up on this one, and it was a variation, it wasn't even the same, was back when we started the network. 2008, when we started dreaming up the names, and then 2009, when we first launched the podcast before the network, technically. We started the podcast GeekCast Radio.
Right.
Do you remember that there was a podcast called The GeekCast, but not yes. GeekCast Radio?
Yeah.
And on the website, it said GeekCast, just because we were trying to fill a minimal amount of space. I added radio to it just because, but it seemed to pacify the guy at the time, and neither one of us owned it. Like, right. It was still like, I mean, he had a tech podcast. We were covering geek culture. It was totally different. But
yeah,
even then, I was willing to change it. It was, you know, he just said, just throw another name in there and you're fine. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, we'll go that route.
And really all we did was we put a space. Like, seriously, I just put into Google, capital T, the GeekCast, no space. So capital G, capital C. And you know what the funny thing is?
We come up
first. The first thing that comes up is all of our stuff.
Because years ago, they faded out.
Oh, they did. Okay. I wasn't sure if they were,
Because there's a new one. There's a network called geekcasts.net.
Okay.
Or The GeekCast, which was Aaron Krakow. Remember that?
Yep. Yep. I remember.
So the website GeekCasts is something, I don't know, it's been around a little bit. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
But regardless, a lot of the geek websites have crappy websites, but that's neither here nor there. The GeekCast faded out in 2015.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So I think he sold it.
Okay.
And it went a different direction, and then they just kind of kiboshed it. But regardless, we've had probably 5 shows get the name stolen over the last 6 years and had to go and argue with the people that no. Like, we've had it before you. The show is still going, and yet, and I see this happen all the time. It's not just our stuff. It's other people's stuff. I see it happen all the time. It's right. Getting to the point where you end up in this almost quasi-legal battle.
Yeah.
Because in where you could get sued. And it's in regardless of what happens, whoever owned the name first is technically the one that gets it. There are legal things you can do. You can trademark the name, but it's only for the one instance or the one name. And
yeah,
you have to trademark the name separately from the logo.
Yep.
It's not like a copyright where you can do, you know, different things. Trademarking means that they just can't use the name at all. Copyright is kind of subjective. Like, you can either register it with the National Copyright Office, or you can put the copyright logo. Like, you can put the R for registered trademark if it's physically trademark or like or registered copyright or something like that. And the C for just, you know, you're claiming the copyright on it.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, time available. So anyways, recently, all things Transformers, somebody was like, hey, somebody stole your name on Twitter. And one of our avid listeners of the podcast and was like, yeah, they just, you know, they're stealing your name. And so I went, did research, looked at it, and I was like, oh yeah, they have. And they've been publishing under it for a good 6-8 months. And I went over to there because it was like All Things Transformers podcast or something like that. And it was on just YouTube.
Yeah. Now see, originally when you showed this to me, I thought it was just what they titled the video.
No, they had different programs on their network.
Okay.
And on their YouTube channel. And All Things Transformers was one of them. And I did the nicer thing in this instance. I couldn't find their contact info, so I created a claim with YouTube based on the fact that it's a name. And I'm like, look, we've got content dating back to 2008 with this name. And, you know, I just said, you know, all I'm requesting is a name change on their behalf, and I will drop the point where I'm going after them. And I said I would have emailed directly had I had direct email, which I did get their actual email from doing that with YouTube. And super cordial, super nice guys. It went really well, but it was still kind of, yes, is All Things Transformers kind of a cop-out? Yeah, pretty much, because it pretty much means that I own the corner on that title.
Yeah, and the thing of it is I at the, like when we started, I had the podcast
before you were even in the picture. So. Well,
right? No, absolutely. Yeah. But I'm saying when I came in onto it, when I approached you after listening to various things and other people's stuff for years, you know, when we first hooked up, I don't want to say hooked up, but when we first got together on Twitter in 2008, I know why, and we'll say why you wanted All Things Transformers and Altered Geek and other things later. But it's one of those things where back then, I'm old and bitter now, but now I'm more of like, you know, that's my secret, Captain. I'm always angry. I used to fly off the handle back in the day.
Oh, I remember. I used to do it too.
No, absolutely. But like, okay, I found this thing. So let me, like you just said, let me approach these people if they have con. And that's the thing, folks. Right now, if you're hearing the sound of my voice and you have a podcast on YouTube or wherever. And this is a whole other discussion we can get into later. If you have a podcast and it's only on YouTube, it really isn't a podcast. Because the whole point of podcast is it's on a podcatcher somewhere, not just a video service. On whatever, it's, you know.
And that takes me to another thing that kind of grinds my gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
People trying to network their content.
Mm-hmm.
I love how whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Discord, whether you're on something like that, somebody comes rolling in your direct messages or your messenger and private message, whatever you prefer to call it at this point. But they come in and they roll up and they're like, hey, I just want to invite you to this blah, 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 blah. Check out this, you know, and they're not friends with you. They're not like, it's like, I don't know you. It's like,
yeah,
why? Why even, like, I get you're trying to promote it. Like, yes, I generally don't care. Like, I don't have time. I'm generally in servers that I want to be in. And what's really odd about it is within the last like week and a half, I've had two different Transformer groups come after me. Not like after me, but like, to invite me into their fold.
Okay.
And not that I have a problem with them trying to grow their stuff, but like this one today goes into AllSparks and they're direct messaging people that are in, like active on the server and asking them, you know, like, hey, you know, sorry to bother you. I have a Transformer server with different varieties of ranks. Would you be interested in joining? That was like one that I got today. And
okay.
I was like, what's the focus of it aside from Transformers? Like, what is there an association? What's the purpose of it? Like, I don't. And so like some of those things, like I don't care. Like I don't have time. I'm on AllSparks. I don't care to be on TFWs. I don't care to be on the other ones because honestly, I frequent pretty much, I pick one Transformer site and that's like the one I go to for everything. Mm-hmm. Yes, I use TFW for news, but as far as everything else, I use AllSpark or I use like once in a blue moon, like T-Formers. I never use right. Cybertron. I never use like some of these other ones that, you know, have been around forever. Even back in the day, I would pick a different one. So going over to the other side of it, like going to the Facebook one, and you know this story because I mm-hmm. shared it with you.
Yes.
This individual rolls into my messages and says, you know, he's got two mutual friends, Flint Dilly and, you know, Dennis Moulton. I think he mm-hmm. had like two or three others, but I think they must have unfriended him or unfriended me. I don't know. Anyways, his group disappeared or he marked it private so I can't see it afterwards, but I haven't seen him online either, so I don't know what happened. Anyways, he rolls in and he's like, hey, check out our new TFs group if you like. Would be glad to have you there. And I says, hi, do I know you from somewhere under a different name? Don't think so, man. Oh, okay, just wondered how you found me was all. Think we may have a mutual friend here. And I said, sounds good, I'll check it out. However, I run, you know, ATTF and have been on that since 2008, was on TF Wire prior to that. Good deal. There's not too many of us out there. At least there wasn't when I began last year. Okay, that was red flag number one.
Yeah.
So I said, well, as far as the TF podcast, there's quite a few of those, but I've been around the block for a while. And he says, I've noticed no more than a dozen at most, to be honest. In comparison with reviewers, generally it's a very small margin, which is why I think I've had a good amount of success since I reinvented my content, which is, by the way, his content sucks. The audio quality... the audio quality like is not crisp. There's a little bit of this in there when it's talking. And so I'm not trying to be mean about it, but like, honestly, like don't come in here and act high and mighty. Like, I'm not saying I'm the best podcaster or I'm the best sounding podcaster or the most well put together, but at least be cordial when you're trying to pump up your own crap. And so he says, then again, maybe I'm not noticing a lot of these folks that attempt them simply don't have very good speaking voices to begin with. And I'm thinking at this point I hadn't heard him. So I didn't know that he sounded like this when he's talking on his podcast.
Yeah.
So I said true, or, you know, they have poor editing overlay with music to cover up, you know, the bad audio. And I said, there's a ton of reviewers, but as far as podcasts, there's quite a few. And he says, yeah, even with technical drawbacks, there's no excuse for a podcast with bad speaking voice. I mean, who wants to listen to a weak voice drone on and on? And so I sent him that blog.feedspot list, mm-hmm. which we happen to have three of the podcasts listed there. And yeah, they have TFW as number one, which whatever, they publish more stuff than a lot of people, but I don't think they publish as much as RFC anyway. But Transmissions was there. RFC was there. ATTF was there. Transformers Reanimated, Moonbase 2, Cybertrons, the TF Talk Network, Transformer Chronicles, Transformer University, just from some of the main ones there, the Autopod, Decepticast, the Beast Unleashed. This is actually how I found the G2 podcast that I was listening to. Transmissions podcast is there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the RFC News Desk, TFG1, mm-hmm. there's a Transformers Prime podcast. And, you know, there's a couple other ones that I've never heard of because they're pretty much one-offs. Anyway, so I listed that and he says, never listened to or heard of most of them, to be honest. I've seen that list. And I says, 85% of them have been around 10 to 20 years. And he goes, under a rock, maybe. I says, no, they're mainstays in the Transformers community. TFW, you know, All Things Transformers, Cybertron, Moonbase 2, RFC, you know, Transmissions. They've all been around a long time. And
I mean, Radio Free Cybertron was established in 1999.
Yeah. So I'm getting there, and he says, my man, I've been a part of the online TF community since 97. Okay, so have I. I've probably heard of six TF podcasts before I myself was a podcaster. He says, yes, everyone knows RFC. I says, I've been around since the same time, and honestly, these have circulated a long time. You know, the toy reviewers and YouTubers have come and gone like no other. I says, I can't stand most of them. I said, Pia and Bolt Matrix are the few I can watch for reviews on the figures. Half that list I've never heard of outside of their websites association. And he goes, okay, well, I'm not going to argue with you about something you're clearly convinced about. Hope to see you in the group. If not, take care and good luck with your show. And I just gave the thumbs up like, okay, whatever, dude.
And I don't want this. Recently, I found a podcast that actually reviews other podcasts, and I don't want to get into that whole thing, but I don't want this episode to turn into that.
No.
And it's just one of those things where it's like, you're having a conversation with this person who says that they've been around as long as you have, yet they don't know
any of them,
any of these mainstays. I've already had two of the four or five, I don't remember off the top of my head, Transmissions guys on All Things Transformers Origins. Well, and
that's the thing. We've had most of these other guys on ATTF, or we've collaborated with them at some point, mm-hmm. and they've heard of none of us. Like, okay, maybe you haven't heard of ATTF. Okay. But the other ones?
I mean... TFW2005.com is...
I mean, I don't listen to their podcast, but at least I knew about it because it came out around the same time as ours.
Yeah, I mean, the website, the podcast, all of that is, it, like you said, at least...
I mean, I had an account 16. I created there years ago, and I rejoined the site last year, and my account still worked.
Yeah.
And whereas like Cybertron, I tried going back and my account was gone. And I was like, I don't know. Not that I really cared to be there anyway, but it was just, I don't know, too much overload. So anyways, he comes rolling back in like an hour later. And I was like, okay, I had dropped it at this point and archived it. I was like, okay, whatever. You know, I don't really care to argue either. Mm-hmm. And he goes, to be honest, I think it's more than a little sad that you've been in this that long and I haven't heard of you or many of them. Meanwhile, myself, on the other hand, have been at it about 6 months and now have the fastest growing Transformers podcast on YouTube and Spotify. I says, well, according to you, it is. I'd never heard of you or your podcast until today. I've had ties with RFC, Proto Man, Optobotomus, Piod, AllSpark, TFW, etc. So good for you. And then like he'd not even seen that one before he disappeared. But I'm pretty sure that either he booted me from the group or the group disappeared. I don't know which one, but I don't really care. I honestly was going to leave it anyway, but like it's humorous to me that the cocky behavior of newbies coming in and, oh, I'm a podcaster because I'm on YouTube and Spotify. So I, just for fun, when I was sitting there telling you about this whole diatribe on direct message on Facebook, I was doing screenshots just for fun, you know, just cause. And so I sent you that, and you know, you sent me the term, you know, Transformers on Spotify, and of course, you know, RFC and TFU and Triple Takeover, and you know, like, so I looked up Transformers on Spotify as well, and under the podcast, it showed a bunch of other people that were not even Transformers related, but there was RFC, ATTF, AfterBuzz TV, which I didn't even know had a podcast.
I mean, I've known about AfterBuzz TV. I did not know they had a Transformers
podcast. Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's what I was getting at. But yeah, it was humorous to me. And so I looked that up, and then I believe I sent you an image from iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, or it was a Google search. I typed in Apple Podcast Transformers podcast. The first one that comes up, ours, followed by RFC.
Yeah.
And then I did a Apple Podcasts. I logged into the app. I typed in Transformers podcasts, and wouldn't you know it, RFC, ATTF, you know, or just for shows, Power of the Primes, TF Talk Network, you know, all of these other shows come up. WTF at TFW, Transformers Reanimated, Autopod, Transmissions. Yeah. So I was just going, okay, guys, yeah, let's compare notes here.
Yeah. So the Transmissions Transformers podcast with Big C and Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast, and Jeremy, aka Echo, and all that, they've been around eight, nine years. I think they just celebrated their 9-year anniversary. I've known about them since Lady Wreck and I first started talking, because Charles used to do stuff on Moonbase, on the Underbase, which was a splinter off of Moonbase 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I had known about them for years. I had just never, because as a podcast producer, folks, half the time, unless I, you know, make the time to do so, I was not listening to hardly anything as I'm producing, you know, the content that we produce. And I have to say, out of all the Transformers ones that I've listened to that is not our stuff, because obviously I listen to our stuff when I edit it and things like that, I love Transmissions. I think it's fun. I think it's awesome. I think it's interesting. I would say the hottest new Transformers podcast right now,
Triple Takeover,
is Triple Takeover. Yeah. Because, oh my God, I have never been more refreshed with a Transformers podcast. Like, it's on the same levels as what TF Wire was back in the day and other things. And it's just so much fun between Sixo, Maz, and Liam. Absolutely love that show. Absolutely love it. But getting back to the whole name is the same thing. When I started, I tried my best. I used to think if somebody released a podcast episode on a topic, I had to wait 6 months, 8 months, a year, what? Because I don't want – we actually did this ourselves, sadly, during the Amazing Spider-Man 2 release in theaters. We had – at one point, we had 3 different episodes all about the Amazing Spider-Man 2 back when it came out. And you know what? It was more of a thing out of respect to, oh, you've started this podcast, I'll wait until, you know, you get whatever. It took us forever to do TSOP and LOTDK and all that, because my personal podcast experience listening was I was listening to Michael David Sims and James Doe on Earth2.net and their show World's Finest Podcast, and they were going through the entirety of the DCAU cartoon stuff, Batman, Superman, Batman Beyond, Justice League, all that. Well, I wanted to, like, I'm like, oh, okay, well, they have that now, and that's fine, and I, you know, whatever, we can wait, doesn't really matter. And obviously, we've covered various things with those cartoons over the years, but I don't know, I want to be respectful in the podcast landscape. I want to be someone that people think that they can come to for some of this advice stuff. And as far as the naming goes, like you said, and I will actually have this video embedded on the post on the website, geekcastradio.com, for those that don't know. You need to have a unique name that speaks to you, branding that you can do. You need to not, like, there doesn't need to be six different TFG 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like, seriously.
Well, and there's a bunch of podcasts now that are reviewing the same content we did. I mean, they're just giving it a different
name. Yeah, and that's fine. Like, again,
their spin.
Yeah, and that's absolutely fine. For me, it has to be, like, what I've noticed over the last, I would say, 7 years out of the time that we've been doing this. I don't want to create new shows. I want to, if we had an idea to redo something or revisit something, okay, that's a cartoon. We can do a 6-episode miniseries on Tooncast. Tooncast is already there. It's established. It's been established since 2009. Whatever. We don't need a whole new feed. We don't need a whole new this, that, and the other thing. And I've been at our promotions game for the longest time. And most of the time it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But most of the time it works. And, you know, it is what it is and whatever. But you want to make like with the pullback, it took me. Well, when we started doing comic reviews here on Geekcast Radio, I had started with you and I had started with Bolt Matrix. He was doing the Spider-Man stuff with me because at the time the Dan Slott run was coming up to issue 700 and that was a big deal. And then obviously you hit me over the head with Joker's Death of the Family, Batman 13. That was in 2012. We didn't launch the pullback until March of 2013. I don't remember exactly in 2012 because I'm not looking at my computer right now as far as finding out when the Spider-Man and the Batman 13 episode was. But I want to say it was a good 6 months or more before I actually came up with a name and figured out what the basis of the pullback was going to be. And I went through all these different names. We actually have old art with it being called the pull list, but there was already a show called the pull list. And I think I put it out on Twitter, or maybe I put it on the GCR forums, the staff forums that we used to use, that a lot of our collaborators would be on with us and things like that. And I'm like, I need a title, I need a catchy title, and I need it, like, now. And Michael Powers came up with, what about the pullback? I was like, genius, let me check. Checked. There was nothing called the pullback at the time. And I was like, okay, good. And in 2013, I was still living in Louisville, Kentucky. My local comic shop was called The Great Escape. And that's how my whole tagline for the pullback, how all that came about was, make your great escape into comics and jump inside the pullback today, because you're supposed to be jumping inside a bag full of comics. You're supposed to be exploring with us with whatever reviews we might end up, you know, doing. And over the last 9.5 years, because the pullback just hit its 9-year anniversary back in March. Has the show expanded and grown? Yes. as far as the content, yeah, I've changed things up a bit here and there, and I've done various things with various hosts, but it's still comic reviews and discussions. And the discussions part comes in with the origins, with those now 30 questions, because I had to revamp it in 2019. I wanted to do a little bit more in depth with the origins on the pullbag. And we've been doing I've been doing the origins on the pullbag for the longest time. So since year one of the pullbag, so it's one of those things where, oh, cool. I now have this name. I now can brand this show with, you know, jumping into the pullbag or making your great escape to comics or, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And to my knowledge, no one else has, you know, I'm sure that they'll have like, oh, the Wednesday pull this or the Wednesday pull that, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I just searched the pullbag on Google and the first thing that comes up is our stuff. Like there is no, wow. The fifth or sixth result down, the pullbag. Listen to podcasts on demand. Free, tune in. I haven't heard of tune in a long time. I didn't even realize they were still a thing. But yeah, I mean, and our shows are everywhere. Our shows, I mean, we do have the Geekcast Radio Network YouTube channel that basically, the service that we use, you know, automatically, as long as we choose to have them published there, they go there. But for me, podcast is about listening. Podcast is about audio. It's about being able to do the dishes and listen to us talk about whatever it is we're going to talk about, whether it's Batman, whether it's superheroes, whether it's what's going on in our lives, whether it's a review show, whether it's whatever, you know. And you have to have a name that you want to be able to get to the point of, all right, this is my name. What's the best way I can promote my new show? And there are so many podcasts now in 2022 compared to, hell, even 2012 when we were X number of years in at the time. But, you know, 2008, 2009... it's changed and the market for podcasts is flooded. So if anyone can take anything away from this episode of Geekcast Radio that we're recording here, please do your research, do a Google search, come up with something that is unique to you.
Yep.
That is going to be interesting for you to do as well as for you to then put out there to see if people want to hear you talk about it. Now, I'm not saying that and saying no one wants to hear me talk about stuff or no one wants to hear us talking about stuff or no one wants to hear Joe Schmo sitting next to me talking about stuff. I'm saying that because the show needs to be something that you, first of all, it has to be something you want to do. If you're able to sit down and, you know, sit in your chair, right, and I'm going to just tap this for a second, but, you know, have your microphone in the right place. That's the other thing we're talking about in a minute, but, you know, have your microphone in the right place, have your voice ready, take a drink if you need to, take a breath, go to the bathroom, whatever you got to do to get yourself ready to sit down in front of that microphone and press record and just do it.
Yep.
Sometimes you can have, if you want to have a format, have a format. If you don't want to have a format, don't have a format. Whatever's going to work for you is what you should do first, number one. Now, there are shows that will go through and say, hey, what would you like to hear? What would you like to hear us talk about? Or we're thinking about these three things or those three things or, you know, stuff like that. And we've done this. We've done things on, but I don't always rely on that because at the end of the day, it depends on what I want to sit down and spend my time discussing with whomever, not just you, not just, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not into it, then you shouldn't do it.
Yep.
But the naming convention thing, yeah, not all podcasts should be the same. Not all podcasts should, you know, have the same things going on. And uniqueness. We all remember the cliques in high school, the jocks, the this, the that, the whatevers. We can all get along.
Exactly.
We can all get along, and we can all... This isn't high school anymore, and it shouldn't be made to feel that way, and I'm not saying anyone is making us feel that way. I'm just saying that with how large the podcasting space is, you have to figure out your corner. And if your corner grows into a wider circle or triangle or insert whatever shape you want it to be here, great. Same thing with us. Even though we've been at this since, let's just say, since the network inception, June of 2009, I'm still back then. I wanted to record with you, Kevin, Michael, and maybe one or two other people, and that was it. X number of years later, I'm like, I need to talk to everybody. I don't care who it is. That's why I started. It's now the GCRN Origins, because I've, you know, explored and applied the Origins comic questions to multiple other things. Obviously, all things Transformers. We've got Toy Collector with Toy Cast questions and all this and all that. So, you know, things change over time. And, you know, you do this long enough, when you find yourself needing to be refreshed, you have to find yourself something that is going to give you a new kick in the ass. And having a kick-ass name for a podcast is the best way to start when you start a podcast, as long as it isn't like anything else that's come before or whatever. Anything else with the naming or the overall advice for doing podcasts?
I would just ask that people just do their research, do a Google search, do a Spotify search, do a Apple podcast search, because sometimes people don't submit their podcast to multiple platforms. Sometimes mm-hmm. they only use Spotify, or they use Anchor, or they use Anchor's tied into Spotify. But
right,
so check the big players, like check Google Podcasts, check Spotify, check Apple Podcasts, and just do the Google search. Just double check, like, because there's no reason why there should be multiple podcasts with the same name.
Yeah. And again, you want, like I've already said, that whole separation of, like I said, you can have a format. You don't have to have a format. It's not, you know, key. My buddy Desmond Reddick, he runs Dread Media over on Earth2.net. And back in February of this year, he did a whole Twitter thread of his top 15 podcasting tips. And I asked him, I said, hey, can I turn this into a blog post on the website? Obviously, I'll give you credit, and obviously, I'll link to the thread on Twitter and whatever else. And again, you know, his tips are pretty much some of the same stuff I've already said, but consistency is key. Be as regular as possible. Don't overshoot your intention. And he also says that pod fading is real. See, number one, I've done it. I've also not done it. It's pure will that presses a podcast forward in a regular fashion. Remember that all the big celebrity podcasts and most of the small ones have a staff. Podcasting is work. You know, don't eat on, you know, all the things that we used to do, don't do them, folks.
Looking in playing video games while you're recording.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that. We got a couple of...
We all have, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you used to do the clicking to begin with, but...
I still do, but...
Yeah, I mean, I do it occasionally, but I don't...
Yeah.
When they're hearing the... Like, this. I was playing a video game while I was recording. which is not.
No,
it's not okay.
And even though podcasting still to this day remains a free thing, if you want to just do it as a hobby, just do it as a hobby. If you want to be a machine like me, be a machine like me. Although my gears are very rusty right now. You know, but you have to also invest a little bit. Even though the whole hobby of podcasting and the whole art of podcasting in general is free, if you really want to take it seriously, get a good microphone, get a good set of headphones, and, you know, get an excellent web designer like Steve Megatron, you know, Steve at geekcastradio.com if anyone wants, you know.
I will admit the website is a little dilapidated, and that's because just life has just beaten me up and I haven't had time to actually do what I want with it.
Yeah. And, but I mean, that's the thing. And that's one, another reason why I wanted to do this recording now with the whole thing that we've already talked about, but you have to find people that are each good or can get good at things.
Well, that's the other thing that bothers me about some of these, like, these newer podcasts. Their art is terrible. And it's not, like, and like, I don't have a problem necessarily with some of the naming, but, like, the art is just, it just looks really bad. and I'm not trying to beat up newbies at this. It's, I mean, sign up for a service like Canva. Mm-hmm. And they have, like, templates that you can kind of mess with and tweak. That's what I did with new Altered Geek logo. Mm. I actually used Canva because I was trying to find something totally different.
Wow.
And I, you know, because once in a while as a designer, you get stuck in your own head.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, I've done this before and I've done this before. And I kept going back to the same font. And I was like, I really liked the font. And granted, I still like some of the older logos, but I was looking for something totally different. And
yeah.
It was able to give me some of those layering and dynamics that I wouldn't have thought of otherwise. And so I would just say, you know, for people to check that kind of stuff out, because some of those services, although you may not think that they're going to help you all that much, they're very helpful when you're in a bind and you don't know what to do.
Yeah. And my thing about bringing this up is that I have one set of skills. You have one set of skills. We kind of, even though I learned the editing thing over time, because in the beginning I was like, nope, I'll sit down, I'll press record, I'll talk, you do all that.
Yeah, I hated
it. And
doing
then eventually.
That. Well, it's funny because we went from separate recording tracks mm-hmm. to meshed Skype. Recording tracks to yep. separate recording tracks again.
Yep.
But the technology is so much better than when we now. Started, because we had recorded on our own ends, whereas now they're all browser-based.
Yep. Zencastr, I love you.
I love that, and I love Discord as well.
I don't want to sit here and dish on Discord, but I... Well
the problem is Microsoft bought them.
There you go.
And that was the problem with Skype. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Stay away from Zencastr.
No, don't stay away from Zencastr.
Saying Microsoft.
Oh, yes, Microsoft. Don't you dare. Leave Zencastr alone. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, right. He's talking about that. But, like, we each – like, I have tried learning art. I've tried to learn art since elementary school. I just can't. So that's kind of my point in saying – I have one set of skills. You have one set of skills. Let's bring them together. You know, form Voltron, become Power Ranger, whatever you want to call it. But let's combine our talents and make the best sounding, the best looking thing we can make, whether it's art or whether it's audio or whatever. And yeah, I mean, it all boils down to
let our powers combine.
Doing what you want to do, but putting in the work of figuring out what is going to be so unique for you and for your listeners. There are not just the celebrity ones, but even the indie, like we already said, I can name at least 10, if not 20, of course, then I would have to count on my toes, but I can name at least 10 podcasts that are Transformers-based, including us, that talk about the news. Now, not every Transformers podcast talks about the news in the same way, but most of the time, if we're trying to keep up, we all, like the recent Hasbro, whatever it was, 2022 virtual panel thing, every single Transformers podcast I pay attention to released an episode about that fan virtual event or whatever the hell it was, even us. So there are plenty of voices in the podcasting space. You have to make sure that yours is unique enough to stand out and get noticed. And that's one of the reasons why, again, I absolutely love Triple Takeover, because I've never heard a Transformers podcast the way that those guys do their stuff. And so cool, so fun. The name of the game is podcasting, folks. And, you know, make it unique, make it interesting, and keep the content coming if that's what you want to do with it. If you want to publish weekly, do that. If you want to publish bi-weekly, do that. If you want to be a monthly show, do that. As I've already said, consistency is key. All right, I think we've jabbered on.
Beat that with a shovel.
Shovel?
Who would it kill you to raise a shovel?
What you doing with that shovel, buddy?
I was in Philadelphia!
Anything else you would like to say? Anything else you have on your mind that you want to bring up here on Geekcast Radio, sir?
No, I think that we're good.
Okay. That's going to do it for us here on Geekcast Radio. Where can the people find you online, sir?
They can find me on the Twitter at SCP21.
I am at TF2andMike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. And Unleash the Geek in You. We will catch you next time.
Nobody bye-bye. Everybody whoop-de-woo.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us. I don't know what the hell I'm doing anymore.
Respect my authority.